I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're hearing from Christians in the Holy Land conflict zones. And then later, a ministry has their sights set on getting the Bible to minorities in Iran. The details coming your way next. We'll begin today in Gaza, where Israeli forces have assembled on the outskirts of Rafah, trading fire with Hamas and Islamic Jihad groups. This, despite warnings that the U.S. won't supply weapons to ally Israel if it launches a full-scale invasion. Israel says, for its own security, it needs to eliminate the Hamas stronghold in Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have also sought refuge. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says,
Israel wants to finish this and get the remaining Hamas leaders that are in Rafah, but this is going to be a horrible thing for the Palestinians, so we need to pray for them too.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians packed up their tent settlements in Rafah earlier this week, when Israel closed the main crossing for aid trucks entering Gaza from Egypt. Scores of Hamas militants could also be relocating, hidden among the crowds leaving Rafah.
It's absolutely impossible to extract Hamas from innocent civilians. They're all over.
No matter what happens next, the situation needs your prayer. Ask God to protect and provide for his followers in Gaza.
Let's say that the war ends today. Nobody knows what tomorrow looks like. Who's going to be controlling? Will there be another Palestinian government? Is there going to be some nations that come together to help keep it from going over to the radicals again?
And on that note, Joe Willie with Sat7 says they recently heard from a Sat7 program viewer, a Palestinian Christian who says he and 900 fellow believers have been sheltering in a local church in one of the conflict zones.
This is literally taking refuge inside this church building, living inside church halls, sleeping on the floor. And this has been for 6 months. This person says, and I'll quote him, "We made the decision to either all die together or live together inside the church. We protect the church, and the church protects us. We will not leave our churches, no matter what or how difficult it becomes."
Sat7 broadcasts gospel programming via satellite television across the Middle East and North Africa. They also use digital means so even people in the Holy Land conflict zones can get Sat7 on their phones. For many, it's a spiritual lifeline.
One of the major things, if not the most important thing, is why am I here? Is there hope? What happens when I die? Death may be around the corner. And I believe Sat7 is at work addressing those issues and saying that there is hope, and hope's name is Jesus Christ.
Connect with more of Sat7's stories at missionnews.org. And finally, Iran's government may be hostile to Christianity and the gospel message, but Iran's people are hungry for truth. Just 4 of Iran's 39 languages have any scripture, leaving millions without any access to God's word. Transform Iran is translating the Bible into Iran's ethnic heart languages with help from groups like Unfolding Word and SRG. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says,
there's an ethnic minority group in Iran who we won't name for safety reasons, where we've been working on the open Bible stories. That's complete. And now we're setting our sights on the New Testament.
3 of 5 people involved in the translation work were Muslim.
They help us get these accurate translations happening. And often what happens is they get saved through that process.
Today, those 3 former Muslims are on fire for Christ.
They began evangelizing other people in their communities with this word that had completely changed their lives. And within a small matter of weeks, those 3 became 15. Now, 5 months in, there are more than 50 Muslim converts in this previously unreached people group.
You can support Bible translation work like this by partnering with Transform Iran. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
A lot of these people have heard the scripture in Farsi, and they've not been that interested because it's been this foreign thing that sort of just bounced off. But when you go to them in their own language and you engage them in the process, it's impacting their own lives and they're getting saved.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.